Connecticut is on track to end its fiscal year on June 30th with a $250 million budget surplus. That's according to new data from April. WSHU's Evan Adama reports that's higher than anticipated.
The projected surplus is generated from high earners on Wall Street. Governor Ned Lamont says the windfall, in addition to $6 billion in federal relief funding coming to Connecticut, means there's no need for new taxes to balance the state's next two-year budget that he's negotiating with lawmakers.
We've got pretty good revenues right now. We're in a very strong position as a state. We have a $3-plus billion in our rainy day fund. This is no time to be talking about a need to raise taxes when we really ought to be focused on investing the money that we have to make the biggest difference in people's lives.
Democrats who control the legislature have proposed a new consumption tax and a higher tax rate on the income and investment of the wealthy. They say the money is needed to fund a variety of new programs that include a $600 per year child tax credit and more benefits to the state's poorest families. Lamont and lawmakers need to reach a budget agreement before the end of session on June 9th. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.